David Sweat was in court yesterday for the first time since being captured. He's one of the two convicted murderers who broke out of Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora in June, sparking an intensive manhunt that lasted for more than 3 weeks. The other inmate, Richard Matt, was shot and killed by a Border Patrol tactical team. Sweat is now being prosecuted for the crime of escaping, Zach Hirsch reports.
Before the manhunt, David Sweat was already serving a sentence of life without parole for murdering a sheriff's deputy. For escaping, he now faces up to 14 years behind bars and up to $15,000 in fines. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley was asked, "What's the point of pursuing these charges when he already has a life sentence?"
They committed the crime of escape in the first degree, and it's my job as the prosecutor in this county to prosecute the people that commit crimes within this county.
In the courtroom in Plattsburgh, Sweat wore a green jumpsuit and a sling around his right arm. His hands and ankles were shackled. Sweat appeared calm and looked around the room with widened eyes. He didn't say a word in public. His court-appointed attorney, Joe Musha, did not enter a plea, so the judge entered not guilty on Sweat's behalf. Musha spoke with reporters outside the courthouse after his client was taken back to prison.
"I've only known Mr. Sweat for about an hour. If I were to enter a plea on his behalf, I don't even know what his intentions are at this point."
Musha said Sweat was, quote, "in a good mood," and he was surprised when he met the convicted killer.
"I was expecting a different type of personality. He was much more subdued than I thought that he was going to be."
He said he's not sure whether he'll work out a settlement with the prosecutor or if the case will go to trial.
"It's not up to me. That's a decision that's up to my client."
Two Clinton Dannemora prison employees have been arrested in connection with the breakout. Joyce Mitchell, a former prison tailor shop instructor, has pleaded guilty to helping David Sweat and Richard Matt by bringing them small tools and offering to be their getaway driver. Her sentencing is September 28th. Corrections Officer Gene Palmer also allegedly smuggled in small contraband. He's pleaded not guilty. District Attorney Andrew Wiley said he's negotiating a deal with Palmer's counsel. Sweat is being held in solitary confinement at Five Points Correctional Facility near Ithaca. Musha said he hopes to negotiate arrangements that are, quote, "more hospitable" for his client. In Plattsburgh, I'm Zach Hirsch for WRVO News.